You're listening to SBS News.
Under the first stage of a three-stage plan to ease coronavirus restrictions, some public places will be able to reopen with restrictions. Restaurants, cafes, shops, libraries, community centres, playgrounds and boot camps will be able to open, and gatherings of up to 10 people in public places will be allowed. Households will also be able to host 5 people at home, and local, regional travel will be permitted. People will be encouraged to continue to work from home, but only if it suits them and their employer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the three-step plan is about developing a COVID-safe Australia.
We move ahead with reopening our economy and our society with a clear plan and a clear framework that shows Australians the road ahead. The next step beyond this will be to build the confidence and momentum that will see our economy get back up and running and get Australians back up on their feet and moving ahead with confidence. And then we can reset our economy for growth in the years ahead.
Mr. Morrison says Treasury has predicted the plan could restore 850,000 jobs in coming months. The second phase will be to allow gatherings of up to 20 people and reopen gyms, beauty therapists, cinemas, theatres, amusement parks, galleries and museums. Some interstate travel is likely to be allowed during that stage. While the Prime Minister wants the country to reach stage 3 by July, it will be the states and territories that determine exactly when that happens. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has welcomed the plan, but has also repeated that for the moment, the current restrictions will stay in place in Victoria.
This is a position that so many other countries simply aren't in, and they would love to swap their place with us. Now, whilst I welcome the overall pathway, I also welcome the commentary from the Prime Minister and the decision of National Cabinet that what is done and when, that is the timeline, the staggered nature of easing off the rules we've put in place, is fundamentally a matter for individual states and territories.
The easing of Stage 3 would allow gatherings of up to 100 people, more widespread returns to work and a possible reopening of travel to New Zealand. Food courts, saunas and interstate travel would be allowed. National Cabinet is to review the measures every 3 weeks. Aside from New Zealand, international borders will not be reopened in the near future and strict quarantine measures for people entering the country will remain in place. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has urged Australians to stick to the strict physical distancing measures which have seen infections plummet.
We are in uncharted territories. There are not many countries in the world like Australia that is in a position to start gently relaxing measures with such low case numbers, and we don't want to lose the control we've got. We want to make sure that outbreaks that occur are managed and controlled. We also want to make sure that before we do anything, every Australian follows these measures. Everyone continues to practice that physical distancing all the time. Everyone maintains good hand hygiene, respiratory hygiene. Everybody stays home when they're unwell.
Dr. Murphy is also urging people to continue to get tested to further contain the virus and to stay at home if they have symptoms, no matter how mild. The ACT will begin easing restrictions from midnight tonight, allowing gatherings of up to 10 people in indoor and outdoor settings. Queensland will ease restrictions from 11:59pm on Friday the 15th of May, reopening restaurants, libraries, pools and beauty salons, and allowing recreational travel of up to 500 kilometres metres from home, among other measures. South Australian Premier Steve Marshall says his state's restrictions will begin to ease from Monday.
We are very grateful to the people of South Australia for the way that they have responded to the restrictions to date. We have had the best compliance in the nation with the lowest level restrictions, and that is the thing that has put us in such a great position.
Tasmania will reopen national parks and ease funeral restrictions from Monday, but strict border controls are likely to remain for months. Premier Peter Gutwin has unveiled the state's gradual changes, which also include staggered return to school dates.
Most importantly, the easing of restrictions will continue to be based on public health advice. Right through this, they have been a tower of strength, and their advice has been so very important to ensuring that we can get on top of this and to provide the opportunity that we have now to start slowly easing our way back, but importantly, sensibly and responsibly and safely.
Australia has had 97 deaths from COVID-19 and almost 7,000 confirmed cases. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.